Vegas Fever Podcast. Jason and Paula here.
Hi.
There she is. She's here. Taking a little, after we took a little break, we're coming back, and there's just been little things, not too much big stuff, no. News-wise, Vegas sports, a few things. And so that's what we're going to kind of recap today, give our thoughts, let you guys know what we're working on the horizon, big stuff happening in terms of a new show that we're going to be rolling out here very, very shortly. I guess we should probably go with the Nighthawks. So the new indoor football team that Bill Foley brought in to play at the Dollar Loan Center alongside the Silver Knights in the next couple years. So the Silver Knights will start there in October 2022. So they'll have one more year at the Orleans Arena.
Okay.
So they'll start there. They will start there in the fall 2022. And then I think this other team will probably be like 2023. So they'll play in the same
soccer,
building.
Right?
It's football.
Football, that's right.
It's indoor football. We'll get into soccer because Foley's into that too. But
yeah, we briefly talked about that
the
earlier.
The Nighthawks is going to be their name. And if you want to think about it from one end of the aspect, Bill Foley has done a wonderful job of using the name Night.
I found someone, I don't know if it was on Twitter or Facebook, but someone commented at least it wasn't the Bronze Knights. And I just started cracking up.
Why not though? Why not Bronze Knights? You've already done the other metal finishes.
Because
why don't you do bronze?
Like beating a dead horse. I'm glad it wasn't the Bronze Knights.
Can you look this up? Will you look up, is it K-N-I-G-H-T or is it N-I-G-H-T? Because I'm pretty sure it's with a K. But while she does that, Bill Foley has done an excellent job of using that name to build a brand. And I think what's happening here is that you're seeing Vegas become just a night city.
It's Knight with a K.
With a K.
And
okay.
Hawk.
Okay.
How it's spelled.
And now the logo and the background, they're using a red and black, it looks like. It's pretty sharp. It's got the gold.
Right, is it
going
to
radiate? My eyes are good enough.
Right, is it going to radiate gold on a shirt or more mustard? You know, we've had that issue with the Golden Knights. It looks a little generic.
Maybe that was just the first run, but I thought it was.
But then again, we have the most generic Silver Knight, wherever it is.
That's not that one. I don't know. It's around here somewhere. Well, we bought the first run.
Yeah,
as soon as the team was named.
Yeah, we had to go buy them.
We were sitting in our, laying in bed and watching this on the phone, and we weren't surprised because we knew that it was coming. The logo was, it had just been released, and we get a shirt, and it's pretty, the first one's pretty generic. So they're pretty, they'll probably upgrade it, as the team gets closer to being.
Yeah, I keep seeing the same logo.
Debuted. Indoor football, I always liked. I always was a fan of indoor football because of that. It's a smaller field, so the scores get run up. You get a lot of action. I don't know how the IFL, the league that the Nighthawks are going to play in, does it, but I always was entertained by the game. Vegas had two Arena Football League teams, both played at the Thomas and Mack. I think it's a great product. For an arena that seats 5,000-6,000, which is what the Dollar Loan Center seats, it's going to be a really intimate atmosphere, a great atmosphere, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
for both clubs. So you've got that coming. You also have Foley is in on bringing MLS. He's one of two groups that want to bring Major League Soccer to Vegas. And the thing about Bill Foley that should really entice Major League Soccer is that he pays for things on his own. Majority. So the city of Henderson chipped in like half for the Dollar Loan Center, but he paid for half. And he paid for... Am I wrong? City National, I believe. Wasn't that him? He paid to have the Knights practice facility. He paid for that. T-Mobile Arena was, you know, a 50-50 between AEG and MGM, I believe. But let's face it, if Bill Foley had to build that place, he would have built it too. He's a billion trillionaire. He's got a lot of money. He will pitch in more probably than other groups will to build the place. And we know that the public money's not happening. It's not happening.
No, they gave it all to the writers.
Correct. So. $750 million. That can't say it enough. That's what it is. And the Oakland A's will not get it. This MLS soccer team will not get it. And that might be okay to bring professional sports here because you have investors who are willing to lay down the money.
Only now because they see the success
right.
of the NHL. And
which Bill Foley took right. advantage of
so
first.
So it's, you know, a good revenue stream for the town.
Big boost, especially now.
Right.
For sure. With everything going on. Foley is in on Major League Soccer, as I said. He wants to bring a team, and he even...
There's already soccer.
He
the
even
lights.
Put...
I get it.
Right. But
are there
if Major League Soccer comes here, the lights are good night. Good, you know, night. Lights out. Okay? That's what...
Somebody tell me, is there a big soccer community in Vegas?
Yes. Yes. When the lights play at Cashman...
I grew up in soccer. I mean, in Vegas, in soccer. I grew up in Vegas. Not one time did I hear a person say, I wish I could go to a soccer game.
Let me ask you. There are a lot of... Vegas is a melting pot. A lot of different
Very
types
true.
Of...
Most people
come from somewhere else.
Are not born there, unlike yourself. That's very true. Good
from
point.
From Vegas, born and raised. Not a lot. But if you look around, there's a lot of different groups... Background-wise,
mm-hmm.
there is a lot of people from South America. There's a lot of people from Mexico, Central America.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people of other groups as well that love the game. European, Spain, France, Germany. Europe and South America and Mexico love this game.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a ton of people that come from that area, background, and who are from there, come to Vegas. Vegas has already had... some events at Allegiant Stadium, soccer-wise.
Okay.
They used to come to Sam Boyd.
You said the lights did pretty well.
They would pretty much almost sell out. And they had really
wow.
interesting promotions, similar to the Wranglers, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could fit between 9 and 10,000, I believe, at that stadium for soccer. And that's what they would get. At Cashman. Soccer has a big following. We're in the minority when it comes to soccer. I don't really care for soccer. I'm into Vegas news. I don't care for soccer. But this,
I would go to a soccer game. I don't know if I would be like hardcore about it, but I would go.
I mean, on a list of like most entertaining sports night events.
It's more entertaining,
it's,
in my opinion,
than
baseball.
And golf and tennis. I mean, I could argue with you about baseball. Baseball is like chess. Okay, I understand that. But it is very strategic. But golf and tennis and then soccer is somewhere on the same.
I know this is going to be a controversial opinion, but I would rather go see a soccer game than the Rebels.
Well, that's right now. That's right now. When the Rebels are running and gunning...
Right, maybe with this new coach, I will feel
KK,
better.
Kevin Krug, he's a guy. He's our guy.
On
not,
to the next.
Not a whole lot going on with UNLV. Just, you know, fall practice for the season will begin, I believe, it's September 29th or 30th. It's the end of September. So they'll have about 6 weeks. But they're just continuing doing that. Kevin Kruger is really hitting the recruiting trail hard, him and... his assistants, Carlin Hartman and Chappell. I don't know exactly
we never found
where
out
we stand
still.
With that. And Tim Buckley is still on the staff. Tim Buckley was on the staff before with TJ Otzelberger. So that's the only one that Kevin Kruger retained besides himself, of course. So let's see. We did our Foley extravaganza there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking that there's much else except for... It's starting to get really ugly in Oakland with the stadium.
No, we didn't talk about the Heroes thing.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So before I get to that, Foley has got his hands on everything. He has taken the name so that nobody else can get it. Okay. Las Vegas Heroes to be the soccer team name MLS-wise, potentially, if they get it. And that is paying tribute to the first responders and everybody from 1 October in Vegas. Which I can't believe it's going to be 4 years. Let's start with that. And then second off, we've got differentiating opinions about that. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. It's not Knight with a K related because that's all he does. That would have been your bronze knight right there. The Las Vegas bronze knight. That's what he could have done. Well,
when you told me this an hour or so ago, I said you should have told me this on the podcast, but I don't like it at all. I think you're capitalizing on a tragedy. A soccer player is not a hero, in my opinion. Could be a child's hero, or, you know, I get that, but if you wanted to honor the first responders and the victims and the victims' families, start a charity, start a fundraiser.
Well, I think that's been done. You know, I think some of that stuff has been done, you know.
Okay, but you're literally making money off a tragedy.
That is one way to look. And that's what I said to you, is that that is one way to look at it. One way to look at it is capitalization. Another way to look at it is you're paying homage, tribute. I just think that it's forever embedded.
I feel like you can, if you wanted to make a tribute, there's a bazillion other ways you could do it other than naming the team that and capitalizing off of.
There will be forever a tribute to it. There's always a tribute to what happened.
I understand that.
But not necessarily in the team name. I can see that. I can see that. I think maybe he would have been better suited to go a different way. Now, just because he has taken the rights to this name doesn't mean he'll use it.
Right.
It's an idea so that someone else doesn't take it.
How do people know that that's what he's using it for?
Well,
or is just speculation?
There's a guy that works for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His name is Mick Akers, and he is fantastic. He does all the stadium stuff, transportation. He does infrastructure around Southern Nevada. And when someone puts in a paperwork that they're going to take a name, it's public.
I understand.
And he's on it.
But he was on it. How do we know that this is what it's for?
He was on it when Foley went for Knights 4 years ago or 5 years ago. He was on it. We don't know that's what this is for, but there's categories that you select for why you're taking the name.
Okay.
And I believe like sports and entertainment and leisure, etc., is a part of the categories. So you have to state what it's like, what category you're using it for.
Yeah.
And of course, Foley has a bunch of wineries and, you know, and everything else, but that's clearly not what he's using it for. And he's already selected other names, and it's almost a process of elimination. It's an investigation, basically. Between the paperwork filed and what we know about the situation, it's pretty much done.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the names. Foley trademarked a whole bunch of other names when he was doing Golden Knights, Silver Knights. Mm-hmm. I believe Nighthawks was in that.
It was.
Nighthawks was in that discussion. So he actually recycled.
He and really reused. Enjoys the Nighthawk business, so I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. I just wasn't a huge fan at all.
If they go with that, it could be something that maybe you're not the only one with that opinion. It could be controversial, maybe too controversial for him to use. But he did want to grab it just in case somebody else decided that I don't know why they would, but he wanted
first. Like, I'm going to get a baseball team and name it the
right,
Heroes.
Right.
Like, come on.
Like what? Like a big sandwich? like that's what.
Okay.
That's what I thought of at first before I read the article, and it was well explained. What I was saying about the Oakland the Vegas Athletics. Yeah, okay, right. Coming soon to a stadium near you. Is that it's getting somewhat ugly between all parties in Northern California. Earlier this year, the city of Oakland asked Alameda County to help them financially,
right,
to make this stadium happen. And the county has postponed the vote, but the reason why they postponed the vote is because they're not comfortable, which sends immediate bad signals to the Athletics and to the city.
Okay.
And the A's were just here for the fifth time, and they're coming back in 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, it's like a cycle. You know, every 2 weeks, a plane flies in from Oakland, and it's the president and the general manager of the Oakland A's, and they're looking at places. The most recent one is the site, I think it's like Las Vegas Boulevard and Warm Springs, I believe. It's going toward very, very south end of the strip. They're going to build, I guess, the train station that's going to go from Vegas to LA eventually. I've been hearing about that since I'm like five.
Right.
But eventually that's going to get built. And when it does, I mean, they have everything they need. It's just about getting the damn thing in the ground. There's going to be a station there. So it's an attractive site. There's a lot of land out there. Parking. Maybe for one time in Vegas, for one time in Las Vegas, parking might not be an issue.
Maybe.
You're not too far from the Strip, okay, and you have that train station. And coming in from California, and the A's have a ton of fans in Southern California, well, not only Northern California. It was supposed to have broken ground. They have the bonds.
COVID.
Well, I mean, whether it's that or some other stupid excuse, they have what they need.
Okay.
You know, I think Richard Branson at one time was in on this. I don't know if he's still like in on this or if he sold.
Or if
he's just parting it up in his new casino that they just opened or whatever.
Or
I mean,
in
I don't.
Space, yeah.
Right, that too. This thing has to be built. There is no reason why it can't be built because it's going to shuttle a ton of people, saving emissions, okay? Cleaner air. It'll get you there in half the time of driving, and it'll drop you off at the Oakland A's, the Vegas A's new stadium. That's one site that they're looking at. They're going to come back, and they're going to keep looking at sites. But just kind of the latest tidbit is that just when the Oakland A's were brought back to the table, maybe, by the city, even though still suspicious, they were drifting back, now maybe pulling away again. There's only so much more that all parties can talk about before it's done. Before it's done. And the Oakland A's, their lease ends in 2024. They can leave. They can leave before then and just pay whatever penalty there is and play at the Las Vegas ballpark in Summerlin for a couple years. Because after this year, there's two more years. So
where would that team play?
Well, they probably alternate scheduling. There are, you know, teams in all leagues that alternate.
That's much smaller, though. Than
it is. Really. It is. So it's about 10 or 11. Honestly, the amount of fans they get in Oakland, it's not much more than 10 or 11,000. It's been that way forever. Except when they're in the playoffs. Then people go. But during the season, nobody goes. You'd actually get more fans at the Las Vegas ballpark.
Well, yeah. People will probably flock there because they want to see.
And maybe they'll put up more pop-up seats like in the, you know what I mean? They have their grassy areas. You can fit another 1,000 or two. It'll be tough, but they can get it done. That situation is fluid, so it's monitoring every week. I don't know if we've missed anything. Anything you want to hit on before we get to the next very, very exciting segment.
We have an exciting announcement.
You want to make it?
We are starting a new podcast. It's not replacing this one.
Nope,
this one
it'll be an addition.
This is an addition to our Vegas Fever podcast. We love to talk, as you can tell.
Love to talk.
But we are going to be branching out. You want to announce the name?
Are we deciding, like, is that the name? Okay. So, is it with a the or no? Okay. Introducing our new podcast talking current events. politics, the golden line.
It's an homage to my Twitter name and the Knights. And
she gets to keep her handle at the Golden Wife. This is the golden line.
Right. We are going to be talking all sorts of things. Not so much sports at all.
We might probably have a story or two. Right, when something major. It'll be basically each one of us will, you know, pick
a couple topics.
And 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, topics, and we'll go back and forth and talk about our opinions. And
you know, we agree on a lot of things, but we also disagree. There's always that fine line.
Right.
Hence the golden line.
And we're all gold here.
Well, so it,
well. She was thinking about the Kraken line, but we're not doing that.
So
no Kraken line.
We are going to be premiering it this week.
We are working on some topics that we're going to bring, and this show is going to be a little bit more unfiltered. It's going to be you're not always going to agree with what we say, and that's perfectly fine. We would love input. We always, you know, welcome your questions, comments, concerns.
We love opinions. We love going back and forth.
It's going to be a little bit more out there. It's going to be honest.
I mean,
not that this one isn't. It's not like this one isn't. It's
no,
just going to be.
When you talk about politics and stuff going on in the world,
right?
You're going to have a different opinion. I'm going to have a different opinion. Right. Someone
and everybody else is going to have one too.
So disclaimer: everything is our opinions, and we will probably say that every podcast.
Yep, we'll probably start with that.
Yeah.
The following program contains Paula and Jason's opinions. Viewer discretion advised.
We think it's just something fun for us to do. And again, this will not be replacing this podcast in any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
So, excited.
I'm excited because there's so much stuff going on in the world that we, you know, besides sports that we could talk about. And this is a perfect time to premiere it now that, you know, everything's kind of calmed down. We're going to be kicking back up in a couple, you know, in a little while, you know, next month. But this is a perfect time to do it. And we're both excited. You know, I kind of look at this as this podcast is my baby and this is going to almost be her baby. And we're piggybacking off each other and we're, you know,
we're
taking care of each other. And we're absolutely 100% a team. And no matter what we agree or don't agree with, it's always going to be that way. So I'm excited. Like, this is something fun that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
We can't wait to share it with you guys.
Yep. And we really want to hear your opinions as well. And if you ever have any topics you think you want us to discuss, please send us a DM or...
Yeah, you can either send us a DM or just kind of, you know, at either one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll answer back. She's Paula at The Golden Wife, and I'm Jason at Vegas Fever Pod. Please subscribe to this one and to our new one, The Golden Line. I'll be doing some work in the upcoming
couple days.
You know,
yep.
Couple days on Paula's Twitter, so it'll stay at The Golden Wife, but it will have a new
setup.
It'll have a new setup. It'll be the other show, so it'll be The Golden Line, and mine will stay The Vegas Fever Podcast, and that way we'll be able to, you know, branch out, advertise, get that one going, just like we've gotten Vegas Fever Pod really popular, and I appreciate everybody who follows.
Yes.
Please subscribe, leave us questions, comments, concerns, all that. We'll talk to you guys again in the next week or two, and going over all the stuff Vegas sports-wise, and be on the lookout for our new show, The Golden Line. For Paula, I'm Jason.
Bye-bye.